This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. Our number today, 844-236-6010. Our number every day, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. If you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Steve Mellon at the bottom of the hour. Steve has written a really interesting book called Killer Graces, Navigating Through Life's Biggest Challenges. Steve is a survivor of stomach cancer, actually living without a stomach. Stomach cancer is one of those cancers you don't hear a lot about. Every year about 30,000 people are diagnosed with stomach cancer, and about 10,000 people die of stomach cancer every year. It mostly affects older folks. Steve is one of the rare younger people who has to deal with stomach cancer because he doesn't have a stomach. They took his stomach, his spleen, and part of his pancreas out, and he has got a really, really cool, inspirational story called Killer Graces, which is actually the name of his racehorse. Steve is in the racehorse business. We'll talk to Steve at the bottom of the hour about his inspirational book and about his inspirational story. And we'll get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. Can you imagine living without a stomach as well as a spleen? Just amazing to me the power of the human spirit, what we can accomplish, what we can do. If you're moaning and groaning about your day or about your job, think about people living without a stomach. And people think about people living without a stomach who are inspired enough to write books and to go on radio programs and to do speaking engagements to talk about their pain and their addiction to pain medications. That's what Steve was part of Steve's story. He was addicted to pain medications and his marital problems and his life-threatening illness. It's just amazing to me what we can accomplish, what human beings can accomplish. We are so great, and yet we're beaten down every day by the news, by the powers that be that want us to believe that we're weak, want us to believe we have to have medical interventions, we have to be vaccinated. Boy, do they want us vaccinated. Oh, my God. The drumbeat on the vaccines, they are not going to stop. This is a dream come true for the powers that be. Now everybody's going to be vaccinated, and people are actually waiting in line to get medically intervened to have their immune system somehow supported or taken care of. We have a God-given immune system, people. That's what we want to be focusing on. Anyway, Steve Mellon at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you're interested in purchasing longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at the business opportunity. Now is a golden time to start a home-based business. It's always good to look at a home-based business, in my opinion, especially if you're an entrepreneur. But now, more than ever, we want to be in control of our financial destiny, and that's what a home-based business allows you to do. Especially if you're interested in nutrition, especially if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you like helping people, please take a look at the business opportunity at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Okay, so on our last Bright Side episode, we were talking about lectins, little protein molecules. They're found everywhere in nature, in all plants, all animals, all bacteria, all fungi. All the kingdoms of nature are loaded with these protein molecules called lectins. Until very recently, the general public was not aware. As ubiquitous as they are, the general public was not aware that they existed. I've been talking about it on the Bright Side for many years. I first heard about lectins in pharmacy school in the 1980s when we discussed their impact in terms of bacterial infections. This is one of the ways bacteria do their dirty work. Basically, lectins are like little sticky pieces of Velcro that bind onto the carbohydrates, that stick onto the carbohydrates that cover cells. So we've spent a lot of time talking about the cell membrane, which is arguably the most incredible, the coolest structure or entity or thing in the natural world. It's this tiny, 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 infinitesimally small sliver of oil that covers a cell made up of fats and proteins. And it's involved in transmitting messages from the outside to the inside so cells can do their genetic duties. Basically, the outside world is communicated to the inside of a cell via this membrane. But what's really amazing, as unbelievable as the membrane is, on top of the membrane, you've got a thick layer of sugar. The membrane is about 1,000 times thinner than a cell. The glycocalyx, as it's called, glyco means sugar, calyx means mask. This glycocalyx, the sugar mask that covers the cell membrane, is probably 40 or so times thicker than the 40, nobody really knows actually, 40 to 400 times thicker than the cell membrane. It just sits on top of this cell membrane. If you looked at it with an electron microscope, it would look like a forest of sugar trees. These long branched sugars that cover the glycocalyx have a couple of cover the cell membrane. This glycocalyx, which is like a forest of sugars, has a couple of functions. For one thing, it has a protective function, so it protects the membrane. But secondly, this is really cool, it acts like an identification tag. You know, when you go to these meetings and they give you a sticker you put on your jacket, "Hello, my name is Ben," you know, those little paper stickers, that's kind of like what the glycocalyx does for cells. This sugar mask, glycocalyx, IDs the cell. It identifies the cell so that the immune system can determine if the wearer of that cell, of the glycocalyx, the wearer of that identification tag, is friend or foe. This is how the immune system does its business. It's constantly looking for enemy glycocalyxes. It's identifying cells as friend or foe, as enemy or as part of the body, based on the signals. You guys, this is the coolest thing. It's reading the glycocalyx to determine whether that cell, that thing that carries the glycocalyx, is a good guy or a bad guy. And it's thought that problems in this communication between the glycocalyx and the immune system play a role in autoimmunity. It's thought that this is really the trigger for autoimmunity. It's called the altered glycan theory of autoimmunity. Now, I've been talking about this for years. This altered glycan theory of autoimmunity is how the immune system becomes confused and misreads the name tag, or this theory describes this phenomena. And this is right in line with what I've been saying for years. Almost every day when I talk about autoimmunity on this program, I talk about dirty blood and I talk about misidentification based on disruptions in how the immune system reads cells. And this disruption is occurring at the level of the identification tag. And this is where food comes in, because this disruption at the level of the glycocalyx is a function of problems with food. Food and undigested food and particles in food, including lectins, disrupt or break down the glycocalyx, so the glycocalyx looks funny to the cells, or to the immune system. And the immune system then attacks. I'm going to explain this a little bit further when we come back from our break, and we'll get your calls as well. 844-236-6010. Steve Mellon will be with us at...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a sec. Steve Mellon will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Killer Graces. Steve is a cancer survivor. Last month was Stomach Cancer Awareness Month. You don't hear a lot about stomach cancer, but it's a horrible cancer. And every year around maybe 30,000 people or so are diagnosed with stomach cancer, mostly older folks. It used to be a lot more prevalent. These days, it's not one of the more common cancers, but a hideous one nonetheless. And Steve is going to talk to us about living without a stomach, without a stomach, without a spleen, without part of his pancreas. His book is very inspirational. It's called Killer Graces. We'll talk to Steve at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls here in just a minute, 844-236-6010. So this altered glycan theory of autoimmunity basically theorizes, that changes in the outer part of a cell, this so-called glycocalyx, this identification tag, leads the immune system to think that the good guy is the bad guy, that one of our cells is actually an enemy. And this is right in line with what I've been saying about autoimmunity for many years. The medical model believes that autoimmunity is of unknown cause. It's impossible to treat. But we know that by controlling food and controlling diet, you're always going to have improvements in your autoimmune symptomology. And I'm sorry, anybody out there thinks that that this idea of food and this idea of diet is just kind of silly and it's just it's kind of some alternative medicine woo concept. It's not. If you have an autoimmune problem, you're not going to get satisfaction for that. Or in any way, you're not going to improve the condition in any way by working with a medical model. You may improve symptomology by hiding symptoms with prednisone or steroids, but you're not going to resolve the condition because the medical model doesn't believe that there's a cause, or at least it doesn't know. It doesn't believe that the cause is known. And this all has to do with lectins, too, by the way. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about lectins because lectins can disrupt the glycocalyx, too. Lectins are a major disruptor of the glycocalyx, and lectins are everywhere. Especially in fruits and vegetables, which is highly ironic considering we have this idea that the fruits and vegetables are benign. They're not benign. They have tremendous healing, therapeutic, and medicinal properties, especially the peels. We'll talk about that. We'll continue talking about that tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. All right, Steve Mellon coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the phones. 844-236-6010. Lines are open, by the way. 844-236-6010. Let's say good morning to Maria in California. Hey, Maria. Good morning.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Where in California are you?
I'm in California in a little community called Sky Valley, California.
Where's that?
Palm Springs.
Near Palm Springs.
Yes,
lovely.
Yes, are you locked
in the house? Are they letting you out of your room? Are you locked in your room?
Oh, my goodness. I'm walking out there. It's a beautiful weather right now. It's like 70 degrees, 60 degrees. It's beautiful out there.
Okay. I thought you had to stay in. That's what I'm hearing anyway. Not true?
Not true.
Or you're just violating the law. You're one of those troublemakers, I can tell, Maria.
I am. I'm just going out and doing my thing and doing my shopping.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Trying to be normal in a very abnormal year. But
good for you. What do you do? What kind of work do you do out there?
I'm retired, but I'm very busy here. I'm just there, volunteer everywhere, you know.
Very nice.
I keep myself very busy.
Good for you. Well, how can I help you today?
Thank you. Well, I was recently diagnosed with osteoporosis, and they prescribed the Fosamax, which I...
No.
I knew you were going to say no, Ben.
It's a horrible...
But tell me about osteoporosis.
I'll tell you. Let me tell you. Yeah, let's talk about osteoporosis. Let's talk about Fosamax first. Horrible drug. One of the most horrible drugs you can take. And there's a lot of horrible drugs out there. So when I say Fosamax and Boniva and these so-called, they're called bisphosphonates. That's the name of the drugs.
Yes.
These bisphosphonates or bisphosphates maybe. I think bisphosphates. In any case, they are among the most horrible drugs a human being can take. In fact, they tell you not to lie down. You're told not to lie down after you take them.
Yes.
It's just horrible. It's just unbelievably terrible drugs. And
it destroys your esophagus, I read.
It's horrible for this. That's why you can't lie down. That's why I don't want you to lie down. And the jaw problems. It's just terrible. Osteoporosis is not a disease. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
It's just aging. It's just weakness. It's just breaking down. It's degeneration. It's like calling aging a disease, and we need to treat aging. It means your body's breaking down. Okay? Now, osteoporosis, weakness of the bones, is number one, it's a kind of like a subclinical scurvy. Scurvy, one of the classic signs of scurvy is osteoporosis. Scurvy is vitamin C deficiency disease. So the most important thing you do from a nutritional standpoint is vitamin C, not calcium, vitamin C. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
But even more importantly, preceding that, and I'll get into some supplements, but preceding the supplementation, you got to take care of any kind of inflammatory issues that are going on. And that's usually what's involved with aging and deterioration of tissue and degeneration, including degeneration of bones and osteoporosis. By the way, that's just weak. The term osteoporosis means porous bones, weak bones. So it's not a disease,
okay.
It's weak bones. So if you've got any kind of sugar problems, prediabetes, diabetes, you've got to address those. If you have any digestive issues, you've got to address those. These are the main reasons why inflammation occurs in the body. And when I say inflammation, I mean micro-inflammation, microscopic.
Okay.
Inflammation. You're not going to see it. You'll know it by the okay. end results, but you're not going to see it. So go on a ketogenic diet, a low carbohydrate diet. If you don't want to go full blown ketogenic, at least be very careful of carbohydrates and refined carbohydrates particularly. And then if you have any digestive issues, you want to correct those and work on the digestive system in general. And that means bile,
okay.
because fats are very important for building bone, for building tissue in general, especially essential fatty acids. You might want to start supplementing okay. with those if you're not. And vitamin A,
mm-hmm.
and you might want to start supplementing with that if you're not, and also
okay.
vitamin D. And vitamin D plays a major, major role in bone health and calcium metabolism.
Yeah.
So if you're not, I'm sure there's plenty of sun out there, so and you sound like you're Hispanic, so I'm guessing that you've got dark skin. So you want to enjoy the sun. When you have dark skin, it's mm-hmm. harder to get vitamin D in the vitamin D produced from the sun, so you want to make sure you're spending
okay.
time in the sun. So lay out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't burn,
okay.
of course. You never want to burn, but lay out. Make sure you're getting your vitamin D. And then if you have any digestive issues, you want to work on those. Get on the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. If you can take some extra okay. lecithin, that will help. Eat fatty fish. That will also help you.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as straight nutritional supplementation, in addition to vitamin A and essential fatty acids and perhaps vitamin D, make sure you're getting enough zinc, 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate. If you want to use one system, get the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack from Youngevity, and that's got a lot of basic building blocks in there. And then
is
make
that
sure
the one that includes
glucosamine.
Tangerine?
Yeah, yeah. Has tangy tangerine, has glucosamine, which is very important, the glucosamine is, as well. I'm just giving you some ideas. There's tons more of the things that you could do. And don't forget
yes.
protein and collagen. Bones are largely made up of protein and collagen. And you notice I didn't jump all over calcium. That's what most people will say, calcium. You gotta
I
really,
know. I'm surprised
right?
about that.
I didn't say that.
That's what she told me. To
yeah, that's
calcium.
What doctors will tell you because doctors are not chemists. Doctors are not biochemists. And that's very important.
Right.
I'm not beating up on doctors. I love my doctor friends. They're beautiful people. I'm not beating up on doctors, but they're not biochemists. So they hear about calcium
okay.
and they say take calcium. But you can't just take calcium. That actually can make things, that can throw things off if you're just taking calcium. If you do want to take calcium, make sure you're taking something like colloidal calcium or perhaps something like calcium, a good source of calcium like, calcium glycinate. Try calcium glycinate. That's a good form of calcium. And then also, of course, green leafy vegetables are the best way to get your calcium.
What mm-hmm. if you could mm-hmm. cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced optimism for deals on both general spending and on coronavirus stimulus Tuesday night. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline for passing a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown and are also seeking an accord to provide aid, both to small business and to millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for the first over-the-counter fully at-home diagnostic test for COVID-19. The Illume, E-L-L-U-M-E, the Illume COVID-19 home test, is a rapid-type test that runs a liquid sample along a surface with reactive molecules. The test detects fragments of proteins of the virus from a nasal swab sample from any individual 2 years of age and older. Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox it's a fairly easy test.
It's called a mid-range swab, so it's not nearly as uncomfortable.
Results of the test are sent to your smartphone. USA Radio News.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extensions, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The First CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet Nine, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. We also have an archive page at BrightsideBen.com. You can find the Longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of good health information on all our websites. And also, take a look at our True Skin Health products. Make a great Christmas gift. They're all formulated. They were all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing, now repurposed for beauty. And I use my pharmacy training and my pharmacy background to formulate the products. They're all designed for healing. The skin, healing is beauty, as I like to say. And thus are 1,400 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com. Truth treatments are all available at truthtreatments.com, and our reviews are up at truthreviewed.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Steve Mellon is the author of a book called Killer Graces. Steve was unfortunately diagnosed with stomach cancer, one of the more rare forms of cancer, and he super unfortunately had his stomach taken out and his pancreas, a part of his pancreas taken out, his spleen taken out. Yet Steve has motivated to tell his story and write his inspirational story in his book Killer Graces. And we'll talk to Steve about survival. Steve was told he only had a 15% chance of survival. But lo and behold, he's here to talk to us. Please welcome to the bright side, Steve Mellon. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and thank you for doing what you're doing, man. Thank you for being an inspiration. We need inspiration today more than ever. We always need it, but we need it today more than ever. What do you want to tell people about who are maybe feeling sorry for themselves or are moaning and groaning about the world situation or maybe having economic problems or perhaps health problems? What do you want to tell people coming from your perspective as somebody who's really suffered severe trauma and could easily have died but somehow survived? What's your inspirational message for folks?
Well, my take, I got to a point early on where I was, people would be complaining to me about these things that are going on with them, and it was pre-pandemic and whatnot, and I would just shake my head and go, you don't even know what this pain and suffering is. I am really going through so much. And then I realized that everyone has their own issues, their own levels that are very important to them, that whatever it may be. I mean, I had people complaining about their cats having, you know, fur balls in their throat and stuff, and I go, oh, my God, I can't even get off my couch for 3 months, and wow, I have to hear about this. So it changed my perspective, and I'm not judging of anyone, but I am extremely grateful and doing really well, and I think that's all helped me get to where I am right now is just not being judgmental and being very positive. That energy has helped me get to where I'm at.
That's a great message. Now, you were a young, healthy guy, right? Tell us how this whole happened. How did this whole transpire? Like you just walked into the doctor one day and they said, we got to talk to you.
Well, I mean, basically where it started was I was on a trip, and I was on the Great Wall of China. It was the first with my ex-wife. We were hiking up that for a company club trip, and I was super weak. I just didn't have the energy, and that was not like me.
How old were you?
I was 37 at the time. And 37, I had a lot going on in my life with a new baby in the house, a new job. I had changed after years of being in the same company. And I was living, you know, very active life, sports, snowboarding, skiing, biking, surfing, all different things.
And no health issues. You're perfectly healthy and perfectly fine.
At that point, I had things like stress in my life, but I wasn't necessarily anything that physically got me. So I didn't pause and think that it was anything other than maybe I'm just worn out. Well, I go to my doctor. They think that it's not an ulcer yet. They thought it was just a reflux, a pain in my esophagus area. So they gave me Protonix. Well, I took that for 3-4 months. Pain still stayed there. I went back again. They checked for ulcer. Wasn't an ulcer. They sent me back with more Protonix, and then finally, after about 9 months, I had a pain that I couldn't sleep all night, and it was right in my lower esophagus, upper stomach, and I went to the emergency room early in the morning because it was too early to go to my primary, and that's when they took my blood work. I was anemic. Anemia then says, you know, goes to the next step, scan. Scan turns to endoscopy. Endoscopy says you've got cancer. Then they say you need your stomach removed. And it all happened really quickly.
What's going through your mind when you get all this horrible news?
I'm trying to stay positive because I didn't know how bad it was at the time. I mean, this was almost 13 years ago, and I didn't realize how bad one pancreatic cancer was, and or stomach cancer, or any of these, or what my odds. I didn't have these support groups to go to, so I was trying to fake it until I make it, basically, and put on a happy, you know, friends were visiting me, and I was, you know, and I didn't realize, you know, I mean, I was diagnosed, I was in the hospital at Stanford when Patrick Swayze was in there at the same time with my same doctors, and he ended up dying 9 months later, and I'm still here, but they only took half my pancreas out, so it wasn't necessarily in there, but it was, what was going through my mind was trying to numb the stress and the pain that I was putting people through around me and not wanting to die. So, you know, that was...
Now, you have kids, too, right?
What?
You got kids now.
I have one child. You know, she was about, you know, she was 1 year old. And so I was, you know, I had this inspiration to stay alive. I had a wife, I had a job, I had clients, I had, you know, friends. So I didn't want to let anyone down. So
did spirituality help you at all?
Well, yes. I'm not as religious formally as I used to be growing up, but I'm very spiritual, and I believe in the power of the positive thinking and prayer. And so I had people from all different religions and all different factions just sending their energy and support and love. So I absorbed it. So spiritually, I think that was a bigger part than what I would have thought before.
So you're in the hospital, and they take your organs out. And then you're not anywhere near out of the woods at that point, right?
No, what happened was I made it through the first surgery, and then I came out and I had my friends visiting me in the ICU, and next thing you know, I sprung a leak, and they had to code blue me and knock me out. So I ended up waking up a week later, strapped to the bed with, you know, tubes and everything in me, like held down with a 24-hour nurse because I guess I tried to rip everything out in ICU. And then that from there, the progression was I was another 3 weeks in the hospital. I finally got out. But when I got out of there, it was, you know, I was kind of addicted to pain meds at that point because I'd been on heavy doses of opiates for a month. And so then I left the hospital with a small pain pill problem, but it developed over the year into a big pain pill problem.
What pain pills were you on?
I ended up taking about 20 Oxycontin 20s a day. It was at the end.
No, so. Come on, 30?
Yeah. Yeah,
holy
20s a day. That was my last. I took my 300 pills in 2 weeks in my last. I just couldn't. It was just. But they had me on fentanyl patch. They had me on Dilaudid, Ativan, Loratab, liquid
Vicodin. Holy cow. Holy cow.
All so, that stuff. Because I did chemo and radiation, and that really knocked me down because I had to get a PICC line to. I was 95 pounds and I'm 6'1", so they were really.
Oh, my God.
They would give me whatever I wanted, but it was hard.
But Steve, I'm listening to you speak now, and I haven't finished your book, but I read part of your book. You turned it around. Something happened. So I want to talk about that exactly. What is that? What motivated you to turn it around? What motivated you to share your story with other people and to help folks? Because that's huge, Steve. You could have just given up.
I felt like giving up.
We'll take a break. We'll finish up when we come back. Okay, Steve? Steve Mellon, author of Killer Graces, is with us. More with Steve right after this on the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Steve Mellon, author of the book Killer Graces, How Can You Live Without a Stomach? Steve, you come back from the hospital, you're addicted to pain pills, you're missing your stomach and your spleen and part of your pancreas, but you don't sound like a guy who's suffering. You must have turned it around somehow. What happened?
Yeah, when you're heading down that path, what's the alternative? Okay, you've got two choices. And every single day and hour was painful, and I didn't know how I was going to get through. I didn't want to die. I didn't want to, I'm not going to kill myself, and I'm struggling to stay alive, but how do I get through these? And I was self-medicating. You can only do that for so long. Mm-hmm. That leads to nowhere and to death in itself. So I struggled for a while until I decided to go to a rehab facility. I'm just down, beaten up, and I check into rehab and I do it for 2 weeks until I feel better and everything's great. And then I come out of the rehab and then I fall apart again. With everything, and I end up going to a second rehab 4 months later, and it was terrible because my wife divorced me while I was in the rehab, and that was 7.5 years ago, but that was a low point, sitting there trying to reflect on how you got to this point, and
oh my gosh,
I'm trying to fix myself, and I can't medicate, and I have to deal with everything now, and that was terrible.
So what had you turn around? You hit bottom, obviously.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
what happened?
I just one day I just prayed out loud and just said, I need help. I don't know what to do. I just said, please help me. And so I just decided to turn it all around. And I had friend support. I had a little baby in the house I had to live for. I knew I had something out there. I just didn't know what it was. And I had to get back. I was always in an adventurous, outgoing, did a lot of things and had a lot of fun, but my life was getting dark. I didn't really see a future. I wanted to see that light again somehow. So I took these steps and I knew logically that it could get better. I just didn't know how it was going to get better. So I figured the one thing I had to do was get rid of all the medication and alcohol and everything because that was killing me.
And you're drinking alcohol too? You're drinking alcohol?
Yeah, I started drinking alcohol after more. That kind of took the place of the pain med because I did detox off the pain meds. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go back to having wine. And that ended up being a substitute for the pain meds. And it was all just the same thing. It ended up being the same thing as just medicating. So I had to get off of everything at that point. And I had already, I didn't have a stomach. I was very skinny. I'm vitamin deficient. You know, I just had a lot of problems going on that the one thing I knew I could do is just at least stay clean, sober, and not medicate, and then maybe there would be a bright future behind it. But it took time and work and effort, rehabs and AA and sober living house and all of that, just to kind of find something. And reconnection with my high school sweetheart, that, you know, after that, a love connection helped.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Did you start exercising too?
Yeah, so I just getting outdoors. I mean, at first, just walking was very, very difficult. So I mean, it was embarrassing getting outdoors and, you know, being 42 years old and barely being able to walk. But I had to start with just small steps and exercise. And now I'm on a bike and hiking, and you know, I surf when I. Sometimes once in a while, and I still get out there. Ski. I was skiing this past weekend in Tahoe, so I get on the mountain.
Wow.
I skateboard 4 days. Surfed, 2 weeks ago in Panama. I was out there visiting friends.
Oh my gosh!
Panama.
What do you do for nutrition?
Nutrition. I eat kind of whatever I want because weight is a challenge for me, and I'm really, really. That's the thing that I really have to learn more about, as far as how I haven't had anyone been able to tell me exactly how to get the proper vitamins and whatnot, because I am low on iron all the time.
Of course.
I don't absorb iron.
Yeah, because you don't make any stomach yet. I mean, you don't have a stomach. You can't really.
No.
All the juices in the stomach, including the acid, are required for mineral absorption. So are you on a supplement program?
No supplements. The only thing I have to do that's different than anyone else is I have to give myself a B12 shot once a month right in the rear. That's it, because we absorb it all, I guess, you know, in our stomachs, and I don't have the stomach. So I have to give myself a shot. Everything else is just coming naturally, and I don't absorb all of my calories. I could take, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day, and I just don't gain weight.
Well, what about intravenous nutrition?
I have not done that, and
me too.
I need to find a solution. You know, I'm one of the longer survivors of this, and I'm yet have this continuous problem that I'm looking for a solution. So, you know,
you need IV nutrition. You got to get it right in your blood. You should look into that right away. Where do you live?
I'm in Marin County, just north of San Francisco.
Oh, there's tons of people that do IV nutrition out there. Definitely, definitely, you've got to look into that. What motivated you to write the book?
Everyone was telling me, I was telling my story in bits and pieces to people wherever I went, and they all were saying, you should write a book, or sounds like a movie, you should do that. And I go, okay. Well, and I ran into a gentleman who was an author, and he said, I'm dropping everything, I want to write this. And so I started that, but then he got sick, but I wanted to have something that I could use to hand out to people that they could get the story and be somewhat motivated. And everyone who's read it has just said, oh my gosh, this is, you're like, all my friends call me a unicorn because you don't hear people like me, but they love it. And they're just fascinated by the story, and people get super hopeful. People need a little something in this tank.
Heck yes.
It's a tough time.
This is a tough time, and that's why I got so excited when I heard your story. Is, you know, people need inspiration, and we bitch and moan about things that are so trivial, it seems like, and then, you know, a guy like you is 37 and goes through this. And by the way, how old are you now?
50.
So this is 13 years ago.
My 50th birthday. I had 40 friends come to Mexico with me in January for my 50th birthday. So, it's been 13 years. It's been a good. I mean, last year I did run into one hurdle where my gallbladder was gangrene and had to be removed.
That was the one big
hurdle. After about 5 years, I spent 8 days in the hospital, and again it was. Small window of pain meds, but nothing compared to before. And I got
Do you think your childhood played any role in any of this?
Well, I don't know, because I was adopted at two, and I was, you know, my mother told my father that I died in a car accident, so I didn't really, you know, and she brought me out to California from Minnesota when I was one, so I didn't really know. I was just this little kid trying to be happy and survive, and I didn't know until later on. But, you know, I was adopted into a wonderful family, but unfortunately they both passed away from obesity, so I had heart attacks. So that's all part
your adopted parents passed away when you were young, when you were a kid?
My mom, when she was she was 52, I was 20, and my dad when I was 32.
Do you think you had a background that predisposed you to having this kind of problem, health challenge?
Well, I now know my biological mom and dad. I actually was just out in Minnesota meeting with both of them just a couple months ago. So I'm learning more about my history, but there's no, the cancer thing isn't in the history. There's a wild side though. There's a wild side of addiction and stuff, but not,
when you were a teenager.
Well, no, when my biological side there was. So my biological parents have that in them. And, so I inherited that part, but my parents that adopted me were totally sober. They didn't drink or anything. So I found out where, you know, part of the addiction part came from. And I think that's how I got so heavily into self-medicating was from my biological side.
When you were younger, did you have a sense that there was kind of something wrong or something missing before you got sick? Was there a vague feeling of something not right?
No. I was taking advantage of out doing all sorts of things. I mean, I know that I was missing something in my life, and I didn't necessarily know what it was, but I didn't know that there was anything wrong or would be anything wrong. I just had anxiety, and the anxiety, I think, was probably, I mean, 17 years of therapy, it'll tell you that, you know, I was kind of felt abandoned as a little child without knowing. You know,
yeah.
So I'm trying to be liked and trying to be I'm still the little boy trying to be liked. You know, it never goes away. You want to be respected and liked and, you know, happy. And so
did you do therapy before you got sick or did you?
I've been seeing the same therapist for like 14 years before because of anxiety. I had anxiety before, just social anxiety, like on a low level. And so I was trying to figure out what that was and where it came from. So I was already in a process of searching of where this came from.
Wow.
So my therapist saw it all.
That's an awesome story. Book Killer Graces, author Steve Mellon, How You Can Live Without a Stomach. Hey, Steve, stay on the line. I'm going to send you out some nutrients of some Beyond Tangy Tangerine and a couple other things. Will you stay on the line?
Yep.
Stay on the line. Steve Mellon, and his book is Killer Graces. That's super inspirational. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.